At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How willing are you to move any one of these quarterbacks? Because it's just interesting to me that in the past, I don't know, 24 hours or so, you heard Mike right there. And go ahead, fact check him on Google if you want to. Type in Detroit Lions trade rumors and you'll find every piece about Shedeur Sanders. No less than 8 different websites have Shedeur Sanders trading with some fashion and some sort of idea with the Lions baked into it. When, by the way, they need help defensively. They need as many guys as they can get. They're worried about Shedeur Sanders right now, and they're trying to find a way to get him. On the other side of that, today, we had a report out there with Dylan Gabriel linked up to the Miami Dolphins. And Danny, I just find it interesting that in a crowded quarterback room, we're talking about the two rookies. I think a lot of Browns fans think in their mind, it'll be one of Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco that'll see the door by the time the season gets underway. But what if there's no offers for Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco? Well, right now, the only offers that seem to be coming in or would be coming in when this time comes is for these rookie quarterbacks.
Right, and I think a lot of that is because you look at rookies and you look at, this is why we are a sports society that is obsessed with draft picks, right? We are obsessed about the unknown because it could be something really good. Dylan Gabriel, while I am not personally a believer in him as a quarterback, he's not somebody I look at and say, that guy can lead my franchise to playoff wins. I don't see that in him.
Right, me neither.
But you don't know. Kenny Pickett, I look at him and I see, that guy can't lead me to those things. We know, for the most part, and it's not to say that Kenny Pickett is a completely finished product.
Well, and for half the league, they have a coach that can't do it anyway.
Right, that's also true.
Half the league, you don't have a coach that you trust would even know what to do with a Kenny Pickett.
But you look at this and you say, okay, well, I know, I might not know exactly what that guy is quite yet, like exactly, but I know exactly what he's not, which is a franchise quarterback. So you're not going to trade for that. There might be somebody out there, maybe it is, as we have suggested, the Miami Dolphins, who make a lot of sense, but just, you know, that can be a nameless, faceless team right now. But maybe there is a team out there that looks at Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, which I think it's very unlikely he would get traded. But you look at that and say, okay, well, they can talk themselves into him being a franchise quarterback. They can say, we can go win playoff games with that guy, or that guy fits our system so well, we can get the most out of him. We can get more out of him than what we would have to give up to get him. Now, the other question that I would pose here too is when you are having this discussion, and I wonder how important it is for the Browns to, because Kenny Pickett was acquired via a trade. Dylan Gabriel was drafted in the third round.
Yeah.
I wonder how important it is to them in these conversations to recoup the value that they gave up for those guys, because spending a third round pick on a quarterback is not nothing.
Well, I mean, it would be a non-starter for me if the offer is less than what you took these guys as far as drafted. If the offer for Shedeur Sanders is a fifth round pick and only a fifth round pick, I drafted him in the fifth round. I was comfortable spending the fifth round pick there. You're going to have to do better.
See, I think you would probably with, I mean, maybe not.
I didn't roll the dice, take the chance on him as far as a person and everything else to bring him in and then watch him, by the way, be a perfect citizen and go through everything he needed to go through to then be like, oh yeah, you can get him for the same thing you could have got him in the draft in April.
Well, who do you think right now, knowing what we know, and this is a wild thing to say again on June 11th when neither of these guys have played a football game in the NFL.
Right.
Who do you think has more trade value? If you had to trade one of them.
Shador by a mile.
Shador Sanders, you would get much more, I think, for Shador Sanders.
Why do you think the Lions are linking it up? Because if Jared Goff, who's getting older, by the way, if Jared Goff goes down, you're on your backup quarterback, your season's dead on arrival if you're Hendon Hooker. At least Shador Sanders can come in there, potentially put on the cape, and you have a chance. Hendon Hooker, you have no chance. That's not a starting quarterback. You have no, your season's up in smoke if that's your only option. Also, they could be looking at a succession plan with Shador Sanders. He is a pocket quarterback. He has a lot of the same traits that Jared Goff has already. You put him into the same offense, and then all of a sudden you're talking about the replacement for Jared Goff. You see how the connecting of the dots are actually happening here.
Well, and a lot of this gets back to, you bring up Hendon Hooker. We know what Hendon Hooker is not. He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
We don't know if Shador is. We don't know that he's not, but we don't know that he is. And I think that the appeal of what could be, I think a lot of us get wrapped up in it, right? Like, because Shador could be that franchise quarterback. I don't know. I don't know if he can. I don't know if he can't. So I do think that's why it's more likely one of these two rookies gets moved, because they're more valuable on the trade market than Kenny Pickett is. I don't think Joe Flacco is getting traded. And truthfully, I don't think Shador Sanders is getting traded. I think this discussion comes down to, can they get more relative to what they gave up to acquire this player for Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel?
I just want to know if the Browns are closed for business on all this. I think a lot of people were playing with the idea it was either Flacco or Pickett. One of them got moved. It looks like Flacco or Pickett are going to be looked at like days-old Chinese food put out on the curb. Like they're not appetizing to people at all. And so but there is an appetite out there for Gabriel and for Shador. And what's happened in the past couple weeks, they've only built up the idea that they can do this at the NFL level and they can be a competitive football player. So there's going to be people knocking. It's just, well, what do you think the Browns will actually entertain? Because if I'm the Browns, I'm saying, screw it. There's no price you can offer up for Shador Sanders right now that I would go ahead and move off of Shador Sanders. I'm invested in Shador. There's a real opportunity he blossoms into my franchise quarterback. Dylan Gabriel, we can talk turkey. There's an offer out there that I can fall in love with when it comes to Dylan Gabriel that says, okay, now he's the odd man out. But I think so many people looked at it like it was one of the veterans and they were the move. Early returns suggest people around the league are thinking, no, it's one of the rookies that are going to have the actual value, and people are going to start to come up with these trade ideas. 216-474 to below 92.
And I think another part, too, it's hard to have two quarterbacks on the exact same timeline. That is another part of this. It's one thing to have Joe Flacco, who's 90 years old, and Kenny Pickett, who's in his mid-20s, because those guys are on very different timelines. But having Shador and Dylan Gabriel, both as rookies, there's not room to have both of them long-term. At some point, whether it is the end of this summer, before the trade deadline, next offseason, those guys are not going to be on the Browns together for very long, just because there's not room to have two guys in the same draft class at that specific position taking up each other's oxygen.
It'd be really unusual. And especially if you enter the following year still needing a quarterback, then it gets a little muddied up too.
And it's not even like this is when Washington picked RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft.
Yeah, or even like the Seahawks, for instance, with the Russell Wilson and Matt Flynn thing. Yeah.
Like, RG3 was a top pick. We're talking about a third round, and Kirk Cousins was, I believe, in the fourth round of that draft. But we're talking about a third rounder and a fifth rounder. Like, it's just such a different discussion that I don't think you have room for two mid-round rookie quarterbacks in the long term.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.